It is 8:34 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. My name's Brian Edwards Tiekert. Zimbabwe will hold its first free presidential election since 1980 next Monday. These are the first elections since the resignation of Robert Mugabe. He ruled the former British colony since its independence 38 years ago. Acting President Emmerson Mnangagwa has welcomed international observers, but as election day nears, the opposition party fears that Zimbabwean Electoral Commission is stacking the deck for the ruling ZANU-PF party. The ZEC has approved a ballot that features a photo of President Mnangagwa on the top, and they've changed the configuration of the voting booths inside polling places, turning them around so that the voters face outward in full view of party officials and election observers, allegedly undermining the secrecy of the ballot. KPFA's Garakai Chauzo reports from Harare.
Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa pledges upcoming national elections will be free and fair. He has extended invitations to the European Union and the US to send election observer missions to Zimbabwe for the forthcoming vote. That would mark a break with the Robert Mugabe era, when only election observer missions from the Southern African Development Community were allowed to monitor elections whose results were almost always disputed. Top political allies of Mnangagwa are conducting rallies in urban and rural areas where they are assuring the electorate that violence during elections is a thing of the past. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga is a retired army general. He says this time around the ruling ZANU-PF party will not force people to vote for its candidates.
This year, all Zimbabweans are going to vote for a government of their choice, a leadership of their choice. We want a peaceful, credible, and acceptable, harmonized election. No more should people fight. There is no need to fight. You go and elect your councillor or member of parliament or senator or a president of your choice. No more should the people of Zimbabwe fight or argue. We are one people, and Zimbabwe is us all.
But the main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, or the MDCT, of the late former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, says things have not changed. The two-decade-old party attributes its past failure to take power from ZANU-PF to vote rigging. It insists that the rigging infrastructure built by former President Mugabe is still intact. The party Secretary General Douglas Mundura says Mnangagwa should reform all the undemocratic laws which were implemented and used by Mugabe if the new president is genuine about democratic rule.
Absolutely no reform has been done beyond platitudes for peace, platitudes for free and fair elections. For example, a lot of outstanding issues remain. The printing of the ballot papers, the government has refused to allow the opposition knowledge on who is going to do it and the supervision of how many ballots are printed. They have refused with that. They have shut the door on the diaspora vote. Audit of the voters' roll, again, they have refused that the voters' roll be audited. His hallmark is the complete militarization of the civilian institutions, beginning with the militarization of his cabinet and the favoritism surrounding the appointment of that cabinet. 8 ministers come from his province alone.
The Media Institute of Southern Africa, or MISA, assesses the extent to which countries allow their citizens freely to express themselves. MISA Zimbabwe chapter director Tabani Moe says until the government repeals draconian laws which were enacted by former President Mugabe, the country will not achieve democracy.
This election is a test of the current president's genuineness or lack of it thereof. We have realized that, or we have seen that in terms of media, freedom of expression and access to information, it is really still a smokescreen type of approach. Even the basic things that do not require resources to jumpstart, so that you show through body language that you are committed to the mantra of reform the mantra of a democratic or democratization of the state. Firstly, we realized that if he was genuine, he was going to align the media laws to the constitution. But as we have seen through our various interventions, that IPA, Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, Broadcasting Services Act, are still intact among many others that violate freedom of expression, access to information, and right to privacy. In addition, he is actually still proposing to bring the cybersecurity law, which is poorly structured and pushing for targeting of political activism rather than cybersecurity.
Some civil society organizations also charge that Mnangagwa is following in the repressive footsteps of Mugabe. They say the new president is planning to consolidate power through manipulating the electorate. The non-governmental organization called Heal Zimbabwe Trust monitored the recently concluded voter registration process. The organization's director, Rashid Maia, says the process was marred by intimidation of voters by officials aligned with President Mnangagwa. Maia says the group documented over 5,000 such cases and reported them to the police, who have deliberately failed to investigate them.
People that have perpetrated violence and intimidation in the past elections have either been pardoned or have not been arrested. So you have people in communities, perpetrators of violence, who still remain there in communities and playing that role that they played in the past elections. And that is an important issue that has to be dealt with, because if you don't dismantle the infrastructure of violence, you encourage others that have not been part of it to join the gravy train.
But political commentator Jensan Ntungwakwa believes that the charges of election rigging are overblown.
The belief is that the military were responsible for rigging the elections previously. But the militarization of government, you should understand, it was a token of appreciation to those who have failed, took either a leading part or a thoughtful part in removing President Mugabe. We have seen appointments of ministers who are not MPs. Names, there are many names in the media that we know. We have seen the appointment of the military in ministries we thought technocrats from industry will come in. Take, for instance, international trade, international relations. For one would have expected an industrial technocrat to take that ministry. So the militarization of government for now, in my opinion, is inevitable. But it might not directly lead to any rigging. What the major difference I see is probably the state or ZANU via state resources trying to be more mobile during this election more than at any other time. That's how I would look at it.
Election observer missions from the Southern African Development Community and the European Union have visited Zimbabwe to assess the country's preparedness for the upcoming elections. During their visit, they met with government officials, opposition political parties, and civil society groups. The foreign election observer teams are expected to compile reports of their observations, which will be made public soon. Elections for president and both houses of parliament are expected to take place between July and August. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I am Garikai Chaunza in Harare.